Here's one of our favorite clips from Neighborly Discourse with Billy and Steve.
I'll say this.
Go ahead. Oh my goodness.
The long-awaited return of the BS box.
It's been so long, man. What
I know,
happened?
Man.
The BS box.
We've
the
just
BS
been
box.
We've been going for a while on a lot of stuff. I figured let's lighten it up a little bit.
So we're gonna have to re-educate the audience on what the BS box is.
The BS box is a little box that I have with various social topics in it. It also has would you rathers. It also has, I mean, anything is in there. Depending on what we remove from here is what we talk about. Could be 5 minutes, could be 20 minutes. We've talked about...
Hold on. You got to give them the definition of the BS box.
The BS box is for Billy and Steve.
Are you sure?
Well, for you and people who may follow you,
right.
It's for Billy and Steve. For me and the people who may be like-minded, it could be whatever you want it to be. But for show purposes, it is the Billy and Steve box.
Good job.
We've gone over sexism, prisoner rights, and women rights so far that's come out of this box. We did one last time. I didn't write it down. I'm not sure where it is, but forget about it.
Oh, listen to that. Nice sound effect.
Rummaging around in here. Let me look away so I'm not looking in. Close the box. I've got one in my hand. Shake it loose. Well, we already covered this today.
What's that?
Veterans issues.
Well we covered one part of it, right?
Yeah.
Specifically. But I can opine for a little bit on this.
Well, don't go too long because I don't have much to say other than I think we need to help out our veterans, give them the housing, give them the money that we're giving to all the illegal aliens we're shipping into this country.
I shouldn't have laughed because that's a very serious statement you made.
It is because these people are the reason why these people want to come into our country.
Right.
The veterans are the reason why the rest of the world wants to get here because they keep us free. They keep us safe. So we need to take care of them, not these other people.
Okay, so, you know, I could plant my flag right now on veterans, but you just said something that I think might be a little bit more interesting.
What's that?
It deals with money in our country.
Yeah.
And how we spend money and how we allocate money. So before I do that, because I might have veterans listening, I totally agree with what Billy just said.
Well, let's keep going a little more with the veterans then.
Okay.
So we're going to go off that what we said. Give them the aid, give them the money, give them the housing. There are a lot of them that are homeless. There are a lot of them that have PTSD. Give them the free psychiatric care.
Take care
of
them. The whole reason, the only
the whole reason these elitists are in there screwing everybody over is because these people keep them safe over here to do their nastiness up there.
Okay, so that's one way of looking at it. But a more positive spin on it is the only reason that we're able to do this podcast. The only reason that you're able to go to
the grocery
store.
The only reason you're
able
to do anything is because of the veterans.
All. Exactly.
Anything.
Anything at all. The only reason that we're not living like people in China or Afghanistan is because of these veterans.
And the reason they're trying to get over here is because of the veterans.
So
keep
that
in mind. They come back. They have a very particular skill that doesn't really translate into everyday life.
Right.
Give them free tuition. Okay.
Right.
Give them an opportunity in school.
Yes.
Give them something.
Right.
Instead, and predominantly thinking is military is a conservative mindset and the free giving away to the illegal aliens coming over here will get them to a democratic mindset. And that's why it's there. It should not have anything to do with being political. These people sacrifice their lives to keep us here safe and healthy and happy. They should get not anything they want, but they need to be taken care
of. Listen, I want to touch on that for a second because I'll ask this question. You and I are in the same mindset in terms of there's no free lunch here, right? We don't,
yes.
In general, a broad statement, we don't believe in free lunch, right? People have to earn what they get, right?
Yes.
And the social welfare system, neither one of us are down with that, correct?
In general.
Okay. I'm making broad statements, but I want to show you the contrast here. However, even with us agreeing on that, we say the veterans have paid their dues.
Like literally have done more than what we could think about doing.
Exactly. So if there's anybody that we're going to give something to for quote unquote nothing, it's going to be the veterans.
And do think about that, guys. It isn't nothing. It is more than any of us are willing to do. Willing to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you willing to pick up arms?
Yeah. This
and
isn't the 70s anymore where there's
right.
a draft and you just have to go. These people choose to go over there to keep us safe over here. So, you know, we opportunity for all and all this stuff, give it to the people that matter most. These people give us the opportunity to protest, even though some of us agree and don't agree. They give us the opportunity to make money, to be capitalist or not. Even they give us the opportunity to present a socialist outlook, even though we agree and don't agree, because in America, we have the freedom to explore options. Without these people, we would be like China, we would be like these communist countries. Without these people, we'd have nothing. I saw a quick interview with this girl on Joe Rogan, Park, I believe, or Pak or something from South Korea or from North Korea. They don't even allow their people food. If you go hunting and you catch a boar in the wilderness, the government will take it from you because they don't want you getting strength to potentially gather people, to potentially form something to go against them. So they don't even let you eat over there. Okay, she talks about scrounging bugs to have just enough to sustain themselves, but not enough for strength. So that's how they look at their people over there. They don't even want them to eat because they pose a threat to their hierarchy. That's insanity. So over here, be grateful what you have because of these veterans. Show a little respect from time to time.